As we mentioned, Massachusetts still does not have a budget. State lawmakers have been at loggerheads over finalizing the budget for this fiscal year, and they appear to be deadlocked over changes to the marijuana legalization law. Governor Charlie Baker wants both bills on his desk soon.
Well, I'm not one to tell the legislature how to do their job. I just want some progress on executing on the job, which means I would hope that sometime soon we'll see a budget and a bill on marijuana.
For the latest on the political wrangling on Beacon Hill, we're joined by Lauren Dzinski. She's a reporter for Politico Massachusetts. Welcome. You're someone I read almost every day. I just want you to know that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Before. Massachusetts is one of six states without a budget. We know this. But what are the sticking points here?
So essentially, we have the confluence of a couple different deadlines, some actual and real, and others semi-manufactured. The state has to produce a new budget ahead of the fiscal year, which ended on June 30th. And then we also had the self-imposed deadline of the rewrite of the marijuana law that legislators said that they wanted to see something new. This is a change of the ballot question that a majority of Massachusetts residents voted for and passed back in November. 6 days later, neither a new budget nor a rewrite of the marijuana law have materialized.
So what, from what you've seen on Beacon Hill in the past and from other times of year in other states, is it unusual to have a budget that hasn't passed and a very important conversation about a new law that takes you into very different places when it comes to substance use?
Sure.
That had formerly been illegal.
Right. Absolutely. It's not strange to have a supplemental budget, which was passed this far before the deadline. Basically, the state has funded through the end of this month. So when we talk about the budget deadline, there's a deadline to file a new budget. But when you are in charge of making the laws, you can also adapt certain things. And so when you look at the brinksmanship that's happening in other states, you know, these other five states, Massachusetts is slightly different because we don't have to worry about our beaches necessarily being shut down because we've at least got everything funded through the end of the year. What is unprecedented?
Funded through the end of 2017.
I'm sorry, the end of the month.
Through July. Yeah. So that's not a whole lot. I mean, that's like 3 weeks to go, 3.5 weeks to go.
Right.
So no state shut down. But what if lawmakers do not come to a decision, even with Governor Baker's demanding words that we just heard?
And it's interesting because other governors have demanded more of their legislatures. They could just as easily pass another supplemental budget to fund the state through another month. Back in 2001, we actually saw supplemental budgets passed up until it was through October of 2001. So the governor wasn't signing a new budget for the new fiscal year until that November, which is much later. What was unprecedented that we saw yesterday was House Speaker Robert DeLeo said that, oh, the impasse with the Marijuana Conference Committee is getting in the way of passing a new budget. We must suspend the Marijuana Conference Committee, which is in charge of rewriting this law.
Right. And Stan Rosenberg, Senate President, he's like, what was the term that he used?
Mischief makers.
These are two press releases that came out overnight, woke up to find them. So what happened today? Was there any negotiation then on the marijuana bill?
No, as far as we know, it's suspended. It's hard to say because people who have been around Beacon Hill for a long time, you can be there for 30 years and still be relatively new. Everyone is saying that this move yesterday and this kind of strange impasse that we're seeing today is unprecedented and is strange. And so the feeling today is kind of we don't know still what next steps are going to happen. Obviously, the budget is the priority. It's just a question of when and how that is ironed out. But it doesn't seem like that's going to happen by the end of this
week. So where do personalities play in this? I mean, is it a power struggle between Rosenberg and DeLeo?
Yes.
Senate and House. I mean,
yes.
And what do you know? up there.
So basically, we've seen this before where despite the fact that we have a Republican governor and a Democratic Senate president and a Democratic Speaker of the House, we're seeing more conflict between the House and Senate, which are both largely Democratic, which is fascinating to watch. And we're also seeing Governor Baker, the lone Republican, kind of stepping back a little bit. You know, he's not the one who's putting up these harsh deadlines. He's not pulling a Chris Christie and saying, well, you must figure this out right now. This is a slightly different tactic. So we are seeing the Democrats kind of hash it out a little bit.
So but remind us, if you know, Lauren, where did the governor lean when it came to this marijuana bill? If let's say there's a personality, he's part of the triangle there. The Senate basically basically wants the voter-approved law to remain intact when it comes to taxing legally sold marijuana. The House is pushing for a much sharper increase in the state tax, so that's more revenue, and that gives local towns and cities something else. The voters, you know, this is not what the voters called for. So where is Baker on this?
So that's a great question. Baker has basically said he wants enough money to fund the new regulatory structure. There was somewhat of an understanding that the tax rate, as the ballot question that was approved, so it's now the law, that 13% wasn't enough. So the House proposal that increased that tax rate, it's generally understood that Baker was more supportive of that House proposal. As well, he's also generally supportive of local cities and towns being able to call the shots. So the local control provision of the ballot question is
Lauren,
also...
would you say that is part of the holdup then?
Yeah, it's one of... They're saying that it's 20% of differences between... they grant 80% of the law. 20% is what that is.
Lauren Dzinski is a reporter for Politico Massachusetts. You can meet her just about every day, I think. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, the impact of youth summer jobs. That's summer jobs for teens. I'm Jill Kaufman. This is Radio Boston.